Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. The psalmist writes in chapter 12, verses 5 through 8, "The Lord replies, I have seen violence done to the helpless, and I have heard the groans of the poor. Now I will rise up to rescue them as they have longed for me to do. The Lord's promises are pure, like silver refined in a furnace, purified seven times over. Therefore, Lord, we know you will protect the oppressed, preserving them forever from this lying generation. Even though the wicked strut about and evil is praised throughout the land." Oh, listen, my friend, one of the great things that we can celebrate in our meditation is the fact that the Lord is on the side of those that are weak and poor and needy. And you say, well, Chuck, I'm fairly affluent. Well, we're not talking about money here. We're talking about folks that soul is in desperate need of the fuel found only in the presence of God. I love how it says, therefore, Lord, we know you will protect the oppressed, preserving them forever. And how beautiful is that? So today, as we prepare to meditate, let's take a moment and thank the Lord for his presence and how he preserves us, his children. Join me. Father, we thank you today that we can trust in you, that you are always faithful, you are always there, that you never sleep, you never slumber, that you are refining us, that you are purifying us, and that, Lord, we know you will protect the oppressed and preserve them forever. And that includes our lives. Cause us to be humble and gentle in our nature as we live to grow more like you. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now I want to give you the second part of what I believe is the most powerful part of prayer. When we stop and get quiet and still in our life, and we allow the Lord to speak into and around us. And so, Lord, today, thank you for that. Would you speak into our lives as we take a few moments to hear from you? I'll mind the time, dear friend, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, in Galatians 3:13, listen to what the scripture says. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took up himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, curses is everyone who is hung on a tree. Oh my goodness, friend, listen to this. The Lord in the Psalms 12 teaches us that he will protect you and preserve you. And then in the book of Galatians, the picture that he took upon the curse that we so desperately earned. Friend, thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I pray you've met with the Lord and you've heard from him. And I can't wait for you to join me again tomorrow for another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.